welcome to Newsbox. It is Monday, February the 5th.
Ooh.
Which I'm sure is somebody's birthday, but I can't think whose it is. It's obviously someone I'm not friends with anymore.
It's Grey Fawkes.
It's 5th of November. Hang on. I'll tell you what, I'll check. If you want to do the first story, I'll check whose birthday it is.
Tony Blair's age is 10 years in 10 years.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's extraordinary, isn't it?
It's shocking.
You think, with all that power... Well, they don't do celebrity birthdays in this paper.
He managed to turn back.
Well, I mean, they're not going to put people I know in the Daily Mirror their birthdays. They both might.
Do you know any celebrities' birthdays? Do you know?
Yeah.
Who do you know?
Neil Tennant.
And.
Chris Lowe.
Anyone else?
No.
I
don't think so. I know. Oh. Now I've forgotten. I know that Jeff Buckley and Pete Cook were the same day though, but I can't remember what day that was.
Oh, I know. I used to know Andy Bell's, but I can't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I know Ernie Shackleton's.
Same as mine.
And I know Paul Heaton's.
I know Ali Campbell from UB40 because that's also the same day as mine. And I, Hugh Grant, still haven't got over this. Hugh Grant and Colin Firth, one day apart.
That's in the same year.
Yeah, good, isn't it?
Oh, it was a very good year. I don't think Blair has aged particularly badly, considering.
No, yeah, the particular pictures.
His former self.
No, I was looking. I've got the same in my paper, and I think he actually looks a bit better now. But it could be just because the other picture was a bit blurry. Yeah, it's not very good. It's not very good reproduction, that one. But
it looks a bit fatter, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think. I mean, I would have said that he had aged badly. I suppose in black and white, you can't see the hair, the changes in the hair. But actually, his hair hasn't receded as much from what it was before.
No.
He just looks a bit tired. That's because he's probably had a few sleepless nights. What with all the babies he's had, and being prime minister.
And being married to Sherry Booth, with her massive, funny mouth.
Tiring.
Yeah, God knows what she gets up to at night.
I don't know any celebrity birthdays, I did tell you that. Yeah, so there we go. Alanis Morissette, we reported that she'd split up with Ryan Reynolds, who is the man from Van Wilder Party Liaison.
Right.
They split up in June, but it turns out they had got back together again, but they've now split up again.
Right.
So I just thought I'd update you on that one. Okay. Still think that's quite a funny relationship.
Oh. Good luck to them this time round.
Yeah, I hope you stay split up this time.
Farrier. Turns out you can hire
a...
Farrier,
like someone who puts shoes on a horse.
Is that not a blacksmith?
No, it's farrier. Blacksmith does all sorts of iron work, especially for horses. Farrier.
Ah. Farrier, who shagged Sven Göran Eriksson.
Oh, the one who was in Celebrity Big Brother.
And
one
knew
time.
She wanted.
Yes.
Apparently, you can $8,000 buys you 3 hours of kinky sex with her.
It's quite low, isn't it?
It's quite mean. Somebody from The Sun went undercover and negotiated a deal with her, and then just printed it in the papers.
Crikey!
I mean, she might have never have had that offer before.
Yeah, but you never know. Because if someone goes, right, come on, kinky sex. I've got $8,000 in my pocket. How many hours are you going to give me?
You'd say three.
Take one star.
Yeah, maybe.
And then he'd go five, and then you'd go two, and then you'd go four, and then you'd agree on three.
Yeah. And everybody is a prostitute, really. Some just have a higher price than others.
But you think, you know, she worked for the FA. She was fairly high up in the FA. She must have some good admin skills. You'd think she'd be able to get a job.
Well, she's still... very keen on getting a job as a celebrity, and in order to do that, she has to be able to fund
celebrity lifestyle.
She can't do that by working in an office,
so she's having to sleep with men for money.
Yeah,
I say go back to the admin, really. Bernard Matthews, not so beautiful. Who has finally arrived properly this time, not just that one swan.
Finally, we've been waiting for ages. Sadly,
all of Bernard Matthews' turkeys are getting killed because some of them have got the flu.
Mm.
Don't know where it's come from yet, how it got into the turkey enclosure.
But it's not changed yet, has it? So humans and humanities can't catch it yet.
Not yet.
But soon.
So it needs to mutate.
Think it'll wipe people out. So I always thought AIDS would, eventually.
I don't think perfectly will.
No.
Bird Matthews started in 1952. He had 30 turkey eggs and a second-hand incubator that he bought for £2.50. He's now worth £302 million. That's quite inspiring. Well done, Bernard.
I tell you what, I've got a few eggs in my cupboard.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, start, get yourself a second-hand incubator.
No, we'd make more money selling these eggs.
You would. But the Bird Matthews does make turkey twizzlers, and he has brought bird flu to our shore, so perhaps a decline in profits for him is on the horizon. Well, if you've got any, if you are following the FTSE and you've got some shares in Bernard Matthews,
flog them.
Flog them quick.
Yeah.
You're probably, they've already plummeted by now, actually. You're probably too late, shouldn't it?
In fact, if they're very low, maybe buy some.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm going to learn about stocks and shares.
Okay.
Did I tell you that at the weekend?
No.
I think I'm going to, I think I'd, so, you know, my plan to make £1 million by the end of the year, decided I need to do it using stocks and shares.
I know some Martin's Money Tips, I think, might have had a link at some point to, one, it's like Slebdak, but you do it with real stocks or shares, but not real money, so you can practice.
Great, I'll do that later on.
Kylie is split up with her French boyf, Olivia Martinez. He's now been portrayed as a complete git. You know, he stayed with her when she had cancer and everything. But,
hard,
you know,
to dump someone when they're in that state, though. For the Michelle just shrugged.
But, you know, they go, and you sort of read the story, and it's saying, well, she first realised it was over when she did her first concert at the start of November, and he didn't turn up, even her aged granny did. Although she lived in the same country, so, you know, perhaps a bit easier for her. But her boyfriend didn't, and that's when she realised it was kind of over. And so that's, you know, 3 months ago. That, you know, it's been a long break. It often is, isn't it, sometimes? Mm. A breakup with a long time. It's quite a slow process. So it's not like he's, they're going, now he's rushed back, only 12 hours later he's in the arms of someone else. And he's not. He's gone to dinner, a restaurant, he's spotted Penelope Cruz, he knows her, perhaps they've been in a film together because they're both like international film stars. They met over and said hello, gave her a hug, and then went and sat down, they sat at separate tables and had their separate dinners. But now he's been portrayed as a love rat for doing that 12 hours after Kylie broke the news. Aww. I feel a bit sorry for him. What's he supposed to do? Sit at home going boo hoo hoo, Kylie dumped me? Or is he going to go out and put a brave face on it, like Bridget Jones might do, choose Chaka Khan and vodka, and go out and have dinner and give Penelope Cruz a hug?
Ian Huntley.
Right.
He's just celebrated his 33rd birthday.
Ooh, he's still young then.
Still a young pup. And he celebrated by having a kid-style party with bags of 10 pence, mixed candy, and pass parcel.
Jelly and ice cream? No, I'm going to have birthday parties in prison.
Oh, yeah.
That should be banned.
They got all the stuff from the prison tuck shop. And, apparently it was haunting.
Well, they had a Ouija board. Jonathan Edwards, who's that Olympic fellow who's got a grey hair, did big jumps.
Oh,
grey,
yeah.
Hair, Christian. He decided he's not going to present something crazy anymore for personal reasons. Apparently he's fallen out with God.
Oh.
They've had a tiff, bust up, and he don't believe in it, not no more. It's interesting, isn't it? Quite embarrassing if you've got that much faith that you actually present songs of praise, then suddenly go, oh, hang on, I've just realised it's all over crap. Oops.
It's quite good that he actually spoke out and said, actually, no, you know, it would have been easy for him to carry on.
Valentine's Day. Oh, I hate it.
Why?
Don't know. It seems I don't know if I'm just getting older, or every time there's a sort of occasion now, or an event, or something on the calendar. You know, yeah. It just seems to be everywhere for ages now. It's like Easter and Halloween was ridiculous, and suddenly you had a whole aisle of Halloween stuff in Asda. And you know that surely that never used to happen. And now, you know, even fucking phone shops are going, ooh, Valentine's, get a new phone, if you have a pink one. If you and it's just, well, you know, if you're a card shop, yes, florist, yes, it's your time of year, trying to, not if you're a car phone warehouse.
Well, people will just try and jump on the gravy train, and you do, you know, if you ran car phone warehouse, you'd probably do the same thing. You'd probably try.
I wouldn't. I do. You miserable fucker, do you hate Valentine's Day? Get a phone. Then you can phone your mates and arrange something good to do instead of having to go to an overpriced restaurant full of couples. That's what I do.
The Queen snubbed herself. She says, I'm not going to watch that film about me because it might bring back painful
memories. I was thinking about that the weekend.
The death of Princess Diana Spencer.
No, I was thinking about that because they were talking, there's an interview with Stephen Frears. Stephen Frears, the Oscar-winning director of The Queen, who also, let's not forget, directed Mr. Jolly Lives Next Door, which, if you are Nick Tanner, you've still got my VHS copy of, and I would like that, please, because you can't get it. But if you have seen it, yeah, Stephen Frears, same man, he directed that. Anyway, I was wondering if she'd watched it, thinking about it, because Helen Mirren was talking about how she looks a bit like The Queen and all.
Yeah, she hasn't. She thought about it and...
It would be weird to watch a film of your own life, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I can't wait till they do a film about Jade Goody. I think it's definitely going to happen. I'm quite obsessed with the idea. I quite like if Jade Goody's in it, like the Joan Rivers one. You know, Joan Rivers does this in a film. It's like a biopic about her and her husband killing herself, but she plays herself in it with an actor playing her dead husband. How weird is that?
Wow.
Quite like Jade Goody to do something like that. And for Jack Tweedy to kill himself, whatever his name is.
Some pictures here of turkeys being strangled.
A boy's been stabbed after a girl called him a chav. They had a ruck in the street. Oof. Now he's dead.
Jermaine Jackson's been quizzed by police over his racist allegations against Jade. White trash.
Oh, so bored. So what were you telling me about Joe's Prozac and
she's
to ban Big Brother?
Yeah, that's basically the whole story. Oh.
Disgraced Tory James Gray yesterday admitted paying nearly £60,000 to his cancer-stricken wife, who he dumped for his mistress. He left her, and she used to claim expenses, saying that she was doing secretarial work for him. But obviously, he's moved out now, and she doesn't do any secretarial work for him. She mainly sits around having cancer. Not like brave Kylie, though. And now it turns out he's been trying to get money out of the whoever pays MPs. Commons saying that he does, but she doesn't. Sorry, I'm fine.
David Beckham was saddened yesterday by the death of a terminally ill girl. He had tried to cheer her up by phoning her.
Was he now saddened?
Bex called her up, she's 19 years old, and sent a signed shirt after hearing of her 3-year battle with cancer. She died anyway. Her mum said that her eyes popped when he called. That can't
help, no.
Very good.
Johnny Wilkinson, the rugby player, played some rugby at the weekend. First time he played rugby for ages. And he's celebrated the occasion of rugby with some dreadful lipstick on.
Really
bad. Not really his colour.
Really bad.
It looks quite nice with his shirt off, though. A woman, this is quite scary. A woman is fighting for her life after being basically highway robberied. Highway robbed. That doesn't sound right.
Robbed.
Robberies is better. By two muggers on a moped. She was on a bike. She had her bag on her back, and these guys with a moped like knocked her off and grabbed the bag, and she's now in hospital in a life-threatening condition. So watch out if you are a cyclist. There's people on mopeds trying to get you. And wear a helmet. She wasn't wearing a helmet.
Oh, naughty. This is to be a new flake advert. Now, I didn't know that they were doing
Flaky's chocolate. Tastes like chocolate never tasted before.
I didn't know they were doing auditions for that.
No, they never asked. Who's got the job?
Some bird.
She looks like an alien. a boy got shot yesterday at a skating rink. Now, this it sounds like something from a film. It's not very nice. It was in Streatham, and he wasn't very old. He was only 16. But he was at the skating rink, and
Dirk Benedict?
No. Yeah. Oh, it looks a bit like him. got shot and then he sort of staggered out onto the rink and then died in the ice, and I imagine it was quite the blood kind of soaking through the ice and spread out. Would have been made quite a nice shot for a film.
Yeah.
So someone should make a film of that as well. Perhaps they can tie that into the Jake Goody biopic somehow.
Maybe do celebrity ice dancing.
Ooh, nice.
Get her in on it. Make sure that's where she dies. Bob's your uncle.
Tony Parsons has got a column in the Mirror, and he's been talking about Kylie. That's his main concern. Saying, actually, I feel a bit sorry for the boyfriend. He's been painted as a love rat, but he probably isn't really. And he's talking about how Kylie likes a bad boy anyway. And look what happened to Michael Hutchins. Killed in a tragic masturbation accident. That's my favourite paragraph from the article.
Some woman who looks like Pat Butcher, Pamson Clement, went and did some betting on some horses.
I'll tell you why Pamson Clement looks like Pat Butcher. Because she plays her in EastEnders.
Yeah. She won $278,000 with a tip from the Sun on number 13.
Mm. Unlucky for some.
Maybe that's what I'll do as well as stocks and shares.
You learned nothing from Louis last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but I'd be like Louis, I'd win.
Okay. Mom and Dad are furious because a guy who Eric Cole, 71, I'm naming and shaming. I think he did some fiddling with the kid, essentially. He admitted a sex assault. Was given a 9-month suspended sentence by Judge Julian Hall, named and shamed also in Oxford. And the judge said to him, oh, you should probably give her £250 and a nice bike to cheer her up. Understandably.
Well, the last thing she's going to want if she's been fiddled with.
No. Parents are furious. Mum says she's had to lie to the kid and tell her that he's in prison. 26.
Hope she doesn't read The Sun.
She's
26. Asda have started stock in size 0.
Ooh!
Down with Asda. Don't buy it. It's the equivalent of a size 4. And it's the waist of a size 0 is the equivalent of a normal 8-year-old child. So it's not something we should be aiming for.
No, 8-year-olds are quite small.
Well, they're tiny little tots, aren't they?
They're only babies.
Yeah.
Really?
Spend a lot of time going through puberty and hoping to get things like hips, tits, ass, pubes,
hair,
and hair.
Hair in under your arms.
And on the legs.
Spots.
And now we've been told.
Attitude.
Now we're being told to go backwards. Don't do it.
No, we're against size 0 or size 4. Anything under a size 10 I'm against, really.
Yeah.
Maybe an 8 if you're very small, if you're short. Basically.
I'm against any size that's less than what my size is.
Oh, come on, dear. I mean, there's some people are a size 14.
Fuck you.
Brace yourself.
What size are your tracky buttons?
Massive. Let's take them in. Brace yourself for that horror. It's a picture of Ray Quinn jumping around the Hollywood sign. He's thinking of buying an Aston Martin.
What with?
Simon Cowell's money. He can't afford one yet, but he has bought a massive hot dog.
Oh, good for him.
I think he's in Hollywood recording an album.
He's shit.
Don't tell me that.
He is shit. And I'm surprised that Sam Cowell hasn't dropped him like a ton of bricks now that show's over.
I'm surprised as well, actually. But he might have sent a lot of albums to grannies, and they're quite a big market now because they're the only people who buy CDs, so they didn't have downloading and stuff. Grannies don't.
Yeah.
My granny doesn't even have CD player, but, you know.
What, your granny doesn't download stuff? Jesus Christ.
This is great. 6 players from a football team, 2 town councillors, and a wealthy businessman have been asked to take a test. Find out which is the father of a 6-week-old girl. The unidentified mum asked the lawyer to contact all 9, as she has no idea which is the baby's dad.
Bloody hell.
It's in Italy. So that's a little bit disappointing, but still, what a slag.
TV tonight. I suggest a programme on Channel 5 about Tourette's.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Paxman, 8 o'clock. Then at 8:30, Vine. And then you might have time for a quick flick of the one being salad before the Tourette's. So get your tea early.
A woman has become addicted to nicotine inhaler that's supposed to stop you giving up smoking. She's now spending more money on nicotine inhalers than she did on cigarettes. A Chinese man, 80, with 6 foot hair, has had his first hair wash for 26 years, using 12 helpers and 3 bags of soap powder. He should have used shampoo.
He should have used some fucking scissors.
Today, the first Monday in February is the day most people pull a sickie. Now, yesterday, I did think I might pull a sickie today.
Did you?
Yeah, I was considering it, so I can't bother to go to work tomorrow. But this morning, I decided I probably would go to work. Mm. Hence, I'm here. But I quite fancied the idea of just not coming to work.
Well, look at my face.
Yeah, what?
What's missing?
Makeup.
Yes. That's how uninspired I was this morning to get out of bed to do anything.
Can you remember the last time I wore any makeup to work?
I don't know.
Don't think I had since Christmas.
Wow.
I have got a big makeup bag next to my desk.
I tell you what though, you look alright on it.
Do you reckon I've got a big spot?
Oh yeah, you've got a big spot. But you look alright on it. Thanks. Me, I look like I've been punched in the face.
I thought you did look a bit tired this morning. I couldn't work out why. It's because you've been punched in the face. A man has been barred from a pub that he was a regular at because he used to put Mariah Carey on the jukebox 20 times a day. He basically just put the same song on. He's been doing it for 6 years. What they should have done, of course, is take Mariah Carey's CD out of the jukebox, replace it with something, maybe the new Mika album. Or the automatic, which I was listening to this morning. I do like the fact that man just shouts through all the songs. I think that's very funny. But anyway,
he's been arrested.
No, he's been barred from the pub. You know, they should have got rid of the CD and then kept him in, but they kept playing the same song over and over again. So I'm surprised it took them 6 years, to be honest.
I did that with Tainted Love.
I did it with Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, but it was only on one occasion. I played it 4 times in a row.
It's funny. It's funny. Especially, I mean, not in somewhere like the Hen and Chickens, it's rubbish because you can't even hear it anyway.
Yeah, don't go to the Hen and Chickens, it's rubbish.
Where you can really hear it, it's one of the funniest things to do in the world, especially if it's a really annoying song. Like the chicken song. No one ever plays that anymore.
I don't know if it's even on CD.
Hey, it'd be current now, wouldn't it? What with all the turf.
Let's make that number one.
Perfect. Right, everybody, go to iTunes and download, it'll only cost you 79 pence, the chicken song by
Spitting Image.
Spitting Image. And you could even get, I don't know if you can, will the B-side be included? Nice South African.
I don't think it will.
But yeah, download that and let's see if we can get it to number one. Hold a chicken in the air, stick a thatcher up your nose, fly it to
only the crumbliest flake.
Never met a knight.
Right, tell us about Pompeii.
Oh, they're going to make a film of the book Pompeii.
Brilliant.
I'm very excited about it.
We were thinking about who would be cast.
Who would be the main man. Because there's a main man and then there's a main woman.
Yeah, and then there's the evil man. He would be played by Brian Blessed.
Oh, he'd be good in it.
So it needs to be a fat man with a beard, essentially.
He's the only one, isn't he, really? But yeah, I think the best person to play the main character, the main love interest, the hero.
Don't say Paul Heyman.
Well,
it's good to boil it.
It's sprung to your mind. It springs to my mind.
It doesn't spring to my mind. It's what you were going to say. I think Daniel Craig would be quite good.
No.
Because he's got that sort of Roman look about him.
Just because he's got a flat nose.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's what Romans look like.
If it's Russell Crowe, I'd be furious because I hate him.
I wouldn't want to see Russell Crowe doing it. Maybe Jeremy Northam.
Not bad. Jeremy Vine. Oh, he'd appreciate the Aqua Augusta.
Boris Johnson likes the Aqua Augusta, doesn't he? Yeah, he made a documentary about it, I think. I don't think he's right for the role, though.
He wouldn't be bad if he lost a bit of weight. I mean, I imagine a blonde, if Paul did it, he'd need to dye his hair so it's lighter. Mm. But I think, you know, he was blonde as a child, so actually it would suit him.
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, I'd be furious.
Gloria Hunniford.
No, not Gloria Hunniford.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
I'll be the love interest.
Bye.
Bye.